Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Gospel of the Feast of Saint Michael the Archangel, as well as those of guardian angels, tells us how our Lord called a little child in the midst of the apostles and said that if they wanted to gain salvation, they had to become like little children. I usually check the contemporary happenings in Finland during the week and noticed that this same gospel text is also in use for the liturgy of St. Michael's Day in the Lutheran Church of Finland. But this passage, which the Protestants use, had one peculiarity. They have put brackets to the part starting "Woe to the world because of scandals," and where it is described how everyone who scandalizes the children will be cast into hellfire. One commentator of the lectionary passage said that the part about hell is put in brackets so that the preacher knows he can omit that with good conscience because it is so scary. And granted, the image which our Lord presents is pretty gruesome. In our church, on the other hand, in today's blessing for little children, we pray that they might be guarded from the pitfalls of Satan. That's pretty scary image as well. But the whole focus of this great feast day is that God, in his merciful providence, has appointed his special ministers, called angels, to guide and protect men and fight against the devil. There are recorded numerous histories about the direct intercession of the angels. Saint Antoninus of Florence once noticed number of angels on the roof of a cottage watching over its inhabitants. Investigating the matter, the saint noticed it was the home of a widow and her three little daughters who were in great need. And Saint Antoninus then donated to them enough for their present need and promised help for the rest of their lives. In this way, the poor family's guardian angels had by miracle provided the basic necessities of life to them. Many times people who do believe in God are willing also to believe that God blesses little children and even sends a guardian angel to preserve them from sickness or early death. But our Lord's object is really much higher than that. The reason our Lord loved children so much was because they are simple, humble, believing, and innocent. But our Lord did not thought that heaven was intended literally for children, but for such as children. The ones who truly will be blessed by our Lord are not those who are merely the children in age, but those who are childlike in heart, simple, believing, and humble. In other words, are childlike, not childish. And this brings to mind the question, if even among Protestants the simplicity and innocence of a child is set as a role model, how come this commentator thinks the passage about hell is so scary? Certainly it cannot be scary for these little children, because that faith which is so scary in image is only waiting for those who do harm for these little children. Why then does he think the speech about hell is too scary? Do not the very words of our Lord explain that a true child of God has nothing to fear from his Father? We can make an easy comparison of a little child to his father. If the child is obedient, simple, believing, and humble, and always does what his father and mother tell him to do, he has no fear of them whatsoever. But suppose he does something which he knows he will be punished for, like sneaks out to play when he's supposed to do his chores, or lies to them in order to get out of some trouble, then the child is certainly afraid, because he knows he will be punished for that. In other words, that kind of child has a bad or guilty conscience, because he has not been acting like an innocent child. Instead, he's afraid because he feels like a criminal waiting the sentence of a tribunal. And this brings the question, how would any preacher or teacher put brackets and omit some parts of the Word of God, knowing that in that text it is his Heavenly Father himself who speaks? In the Holy Mass, the book of the Gospel is incensed, kissed, carried in procession, and in every way treated with utmost respect. A priest or deacon chanting it acts like a humble, obedient child of his Heavenly Father. So, of course, he is not going to omit anything from the text. If he did, he would truly despise the little ones, for our Lord's behavior to children also imposes on adults the grave duty of always loving the children in a special manner as the favorites of the Lord. Adults have to always be a real blessing to the little ones, both by word and by example. To lead children to Jesus is the highest ideal of Christian education. So this man who wrote that the scary parts of the Bible can be omitted in good conscience is totally wrong. Any child or an adult who is like a child, that is, simple, believing and humble to the word and rules of his Father, has no fear of punishment. The Word of God is scary only to bad and disobeying children with a guilty conscience. It is they who live in fear of punishment, not the simple and obedient ones. God has supplied every child and every adult a guardian angel, because an angel never does anything on its own, but everywhere and always obeys and loves his heavenly Father. And our Christian faith and us keeping and it holy and faithfully is the true signification that we are truly children of God. Father Alban Butler, who was a famous 18th century English priest and writer, wrote, "True religion ensures to him who sincerely professes it comfort, support, and patience amidst the sharpest trials, security in death itself, and that most happy and glorious instance when God shall manifest himself the protector and rewarder of his servants." Dear faithful, in today's blessing of little children, we pray that these children would grow in making progress of loving God, fearing him, and obeying his commandments. We don't want them to remain small and ignorant, certainly not ignorant of the Word of God, but we want them to grow, that they would always act like obedient children and humble servant. And adults as well should remember and learn from these words of blessing that if I have until now been negligent of remembering the example of my heavenly guardian angel, today is the day to return under his wings. For the gospel ends in the words which no man can ever bracket away, that our angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Little, humble, and obedient children who obey God and follow the lighted path of their guardian angel will also, as we pray today, come to their destined home in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.